Last week, we were treated to uncharacteristically warm weather for this part of the world at this time of the year. This week, both the temperature and the precipitation are back to more normal standards. The shift from sun and heat to the cool and rainy got me thinking about our expectations for ourselves and others. Jesus used the weather to describe God's posture toward people and the posture we're supposed to have toward each other. We're going to talk about that on the Covenant Weekly Podcast, Season 2, Episode 27, Rain Falls. Near the end of last week, when I started paying attention to the forecast for this week, I was really disappointed. I so enjoyed the warmer weather, and I interpreted the forecast of snow and a lot of rain for this week as moving from good weather to bad weather. I don't think I'm alone in characterizing sunny days as good and rainy days as bad. It's fairly common in songs to associate good days with the sun and bad or sad times with the rain. And I often heard growing up in church, whenever something hard was happening, that, quote, "He sends rain on the just and unjust alike." That's a quote from Jesus' words in Matthew 5, and they were used to encourage the struggling person that God was in control even in the hard times. But if we pay attention to the context of Jesus' words, he doesn't seem to be using them in the way I've tended to hear them. What this passage does say is that God is involved in sending the rain. What it doesn't say is that rain is bad. In fact, quite the opposite. Listen to the entire context. "You've heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven, for he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." Here, God is talking about offering love, sharing good things with both the just and the unjust. The rain in question is not bad. It's a welcome gift that is just as essential as the sun for the flourishing of the planet and those who live on it. When the rain comes, it's an inconvenience for those of us who just want to walk or run or play outside. But it is an essential reality when we think about crops growing, water levels not being too low, and our need for drinking water. When I think about it this way, the weather isn't moving from good to bad. It's moving from the essential provision of the sun to the essential provision of rain. And this time of year, the rain is far more essential, dare I say, far more good, than the sun and the heat. But that isn't even the main part of the text. We receive the good of the sun and the good of the rain from God, and we recognize that God gives it to both the just and the unjust. That is presented for us as an example of how we are supposed to live in relation to each other. We are each called as representatives of the living and loving God to pray for and pursue the good of all others around us, even the unjust. I really struggle with this. I want those who abuse their power and position to get their comeuppance. I want the unjust to get their just deserts. When I witness injustice, I love the idea that the Old Testament pictures of a harsh and vengeful God are the best examples of God's character. I don't want to imagine those who do evil as recipients of God's grace, let alone feel that I need to show them love. And yet, Jesus, who is the exact representation of God, prayed for the forgiveness of those who nailed him to a cross as he was dying. He offers love and grace to all who will receive it. He puts God on display as the one who gives good, sustaining gifts to both the just and the unjust. and he calls us to do the same in our role as image bearers of this God. I still enjoy the sun more than the rain, but they are both good gifts from God. And maybe the fact that I enjoy sunny days and don't enjoy rainy days is a good reminder that extending God's goodness to others isn't always easy or enjoyable. Sometimes it is really hard. But even when it is hard, perhaps especially when it is hard, it's necessary for the flourishing of our world, our communities, and ourselves. A couple of quick reminders this week. This Sunday, April 23rd, we are having a coffee and conversation gathering after our regular service. There will be a brief formal business meeting portion to this, as we have audited 2022 statements to present and get membership approval on. These statements can be found attached to the event link on our website, covenantchurch.ca. While the conversation is much easier to have in person, we are making this a hybrid meeting and you can connect on Zoom if you need to. The link is on the event page on our website as well. We invite you to bring some cookies or napkin-friendly snacks to share after the service while we have this meeting. These snacks help to tie us over until we're done and we can get a late lunch. And just so you know, the other things that we're going to be talking about at this meeting, we will be giving an update about our accessibility renovation project, which has been approved at our annual meeting. We have some cost estimates so far. We will also be opening things up to a broader discussion about church membership. Different churches, even different BIC churches, have different membership practices. I know some of you are members and others are not. We'd love to have a conversation together about what membership means, how we practice it, and how we should practice it in these days. We look forward to starting, not finishing, not ending anything, but starting a great conversation about this during our time together. On Saturday, May 6th, we are going to be hosting a newcomer's dessert night. There were several who weren't able to attend our last event and others who have started coming in the last couple of months. We'd love to have you participate with us. Watch for two sign-up sheets in the lobby, one for those who would like to attend and one for those who are able to provide desserts. Our previous event was great and we are excited about this event too. If you can't sign up in person, then you can send an email to office@covenantchurch.ca and just let them know that you'd be able to provide some type of dessert or that you would like to attend that meeting. As you go through this week, may you recognize God's blessing through both the sun and the rain. And may each of us, with the help of the Spirit of God, seek to extend God's love and grace to all we encounter. Peace to you.